From the back.
Yup.
Like that.
You do? You love it?
Yes.
Which part? The fat, the kitty cat, or from the back?
The fat kitty cat from the back.
The whole thing. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
So tell me, where were you? What was going through your head when you came up with that joint?
Okay, so me and my producer, we go through different creative processes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we will make a song from inception, like a baby, literally like the egg and the sperm, and put it together, and I say what I do and don't like, stuff like that.
Okay.
And then sometimes the baby is already born, and I have to say whether or not it's mine. So so with this song, this was kind of like that type of situation. He had already created a beat.
Yeah.
And he said, let's do something that kind of like is a dance song that'll get the ladies going. Mm. So he played the song a little bit and we thought back and forth. And then he said, let's put like some dance move, like some instruction in it.
Okay.
And then from there, we just kind of came up with Shake. And that's how that song came about.
Okay. Shake, shake, shake.
Yep.
So how did you get the feature with Erica Banks?
Yes. So I have about 10 songs that is already complete.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the project, they said, do you want some features or anything like that? And initially I said no, because I want to see who my fan base is. Like, is it men, women, is it young people, is it older people and things like that? But they talked about different marketing efforts and stuff like that. And they said, you know what? It's this girl. Her name, Erica Banks. Like, you know, she's up and coming and stuff like that. And I do recall her from the Bust It Challenge. And I listened to some of her music. And I was like, hell yeah. I said, let's get Erica on there. So they called up her people. She said, yes. We sent her the track. And she put her her lyrics on there. Mm-hmm. And when I heard it, I was like, let's go. Let's go. Yeah, like, I was so excited.
The vibe
so,
was there.
Yes, the vibe was definitely there. So I was very happy that she, you know, took the opportunity helped me out and stuff like that. So that's how Erica got on the track.
Yeah. All right. That's awesome, y'all. I see you got the dance challenge with it, too.
Yeah, we do got a little dance challenge going on. But you know what? I think I'm going to take the challenge away and let the girls just like...
Why?
I don't know.
But you got a whole move to that shit, though.
I know, but
I see big things with that.
You know what? I think I am going to keep it, but let the girls like kind of have some type of freedom with the verse part. Let me say that. Because we have it now in a dance class. His name is Jamil. He got a Shake sweat tour. And the ladies were doing it. And during the verse, they just started going buck wild. So every time I see them going buck wild, it's like, should we even have the dance move? Because these ladies want to like put their legs on the wall and like really shake it. Correct. They want to freestyle. So I think I'm going to twerk that I meant change the challenge a little bit and change it to like the routine and then a little freestyle.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? So I see you got the video going to be dropping soon.
Yes, the video will be dropping, I believe, June 8th. So that's next week, Wednesday. I'm very excited for it to be released. When I first saw the trailer, I literally cried. Like, I couldn't even believe
my
I
baby.
Did that. Yes, I was like, what the heck? Because, you know, you're doing things and, you know, it's just you and this individual. Then it becomes a large production.
Yeah.
Then, you know, a celebrity comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're doing this video and you're more so in the mix. But to actually take a moment, sit down and see it.
Let it all absorb.
It was very emotional for me. So,
I'm sure.
And I don't cry easily either.
Okay.
I don't know what made me cry. I just was like watching it and then like a tear just started falling. So, yeah.
Yeah, because you put your hard work into it.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's like sitting back and it's all soaking in. You're like, damn, I can't believe I did that.
Yes, that's the exact feeling. That's
so how involved were you with the creative process of it?
I was very involved. My producer and the CEO, we met once a week on like Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and we would talk about, okay, who's going to be on the song? And then that's when we determined it will be Erica. So we were waiting to hear back from her. Then when we got the green light, it was like, okay, so now we have to talk about a photo shoot. Now we have to talk about a video, so on and so forth. What do you want to do? And we had different ideas, but I'm happy with the final resolution that we came up with.
Okay.
So I was a part of the entire process.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We know you smart, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you just graduated the other day?
Yes.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. I got my second degree.
Oh, shit.
Okay. The big two. My first degree is in mathematics education. I got that in 2010. Mm-hmm. I'm very old, so do not calculate that. But
You're wise.
Yes, I'm very wise. Old. Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
And I wanted to be a math teacher, but I never became a math teacher. Like, I got involved in the workforce, and I was elevating through work. Like, I was a regular employee, then a trainer, then a supervisor, then a manager, so on and so forth. So I never became a teacher. So in my current job, I'm a finance manager. And, you know, there are other positions that are available. Let's say, for instance, like director or VP and things like that. So I felt like it was time for me to go back to school and do something that could help elevate me. So I went back and I got my business degree. And I'm thinking of going back. Well, I am going to go back next year. Yes, my second one. And I'm going to go back and get my master's. I'm just not sure if I'm going to get it in marketing or accounting, but one of the two.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's what we got going on.
That's what's up. Okay. Yeah. So you're not just beautiful, you're smart too.
Correct. Correct. That's very important these days.
No, yeah, of course. You gotta know the business side of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So what made you say, I want to spit bars? I want to get out here in the game.
Okay, so here's the thing. Music has always been a part of my life. I was raised up in a church, youth choir. Then I became a part of the adult choir, and I always wanted to be the lead singer. Mm-hmm. Then from there, I actually went to school to sing. There's a school called Parkway Middle here in Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. It's a magnet school, and it's a school of the arts. So you go there either for drama, acting, singing, playing a piano, orchestra, things like that. And I went for singing, and I stayed there for about 2 years. Sorry. And the reason that I did not continue with my musical career is, number one, I thought we were going to be singing like Negro spirituals or something, like Kirk Franklin and, Yolanda Adams.
But when
we got there, we were singing classical music. So initially it was a shocker to me because I'm like, what the freak is this?
Ain't had no soul in it.
Yeah, but but it was very helpful because it opened my mind to a lot of different things. And classical music is a great foundation of music to have. So I learned how to write music and sing classically. But when I went to high school, I used to mic check. And that's when you turn the music up and down. I had like a little CD. It had like five songs on it.
Some experience.
Yeah. So my cousin, he had a little studio and we would play around. I made a song or two and everybody would say, you should rap, like rap. Mm-hmm. Kiki, but I never thought of it as being a real career. I don't know why, but I always thought like go to school, get your degree, get a good job,
the normal traditional
get your
route.
401k. Yeah. Yes. But I've always been a part of music. So always on my social media, I'm always singing, I'm always freestyling, and that's how I found Black Excellence. I will always freestyle all the time, whether on live or posting it, and then they said, "Do you rap for real?" And I was like, no, not really. It's more of a hobby. And then they said, well, if you get a chance, like, come by the studio, no pressure. Like, we can just play around. It's up to you. And I brushed them off a little bit because I'm like,
I ain't trying to do this.
Like, I'm in school. I got a daughter. I work. I'm not trying to be doing no rapping. Correct. So I just went one day. I think I was bored. And we ended up making my first single that night. We started my first single that night. We started my first single. And then I ended up coming back like a week later, then a week later, then a week later. And then the song was complete, and they said, listen, you got a good song here.
Yeah.
If you are willing to give it more time, more dedication, like, we would like to invest in you. And I said, hell yeah.
Okay.
And that's why we are where we are now.
So what made you want to even go the label route versus independent?
Doing something like this really does take a backing. I'm going to tell you right now, I do got money put up, but I don't got money to afford Erica. I don't have money to pay for, like, the hairstylist, the makeup stylist, the cameraman. It's a whole thing. Producer, studio time, all of those things cost. I have done a few shows. I don't have money to book those things and host those things. So having a label is definitely a great route to go, especially for an individual like me that don't scam or anything like that, because I don't have it. But outside of that, outside of their financial backing, they give me professional advisory, they have the connects, the resources and stuff like that. So
the relationship is good overall.
Correct. Awesome. Me and my producer are like, we are like this, because me and the producer work together the most.
Okay.
We spend a lot of time in the studio together. Me and my label mates are also close. Every time they have a performance, I visit them. Every time I have a performance, they visit me. We're all, it's kind of
support,
like,
is all there.
Yes, it's all there. It's all there.
Okay.
It's all there. So all my label mates, the CEO, the producer, everyone is wonderful.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So how have you been getting support from people that's now seeing you doing this that thought you was going to be in the educational world?
Yeah. Well, see, the thing of it is although I have gone a serious route as far as my career is concerned, I'm a very lively person. So it wasn't too far-fetched for someone to hear that I'm going to rap, because my family always known about, like, me rapping and stuff like that. They know I'm always playing around. So I told them I was rapping, and they was like, oh, okay. But when they actually saw it happen, they were very excited. My first show with my first single, like 50 or so of my family members came, like my mama, my auntie, and these are people in the church. Like, my mama was throwing money on me and everything. So, yeah, they are really
making it
behind
rain
me.
On you?
Yeah, they was making it rain. They're very supportive, you know, despite our religious background. They more so believe in me.
Work?
And they, you know, listen, my family is very, I would say, like, they're realistic, and they're able to, they know that who I am as an individual, whether I'm in church or doing whatever, like, it's real and it's genuine. And I feel like they're going to support me either way. They're going to support whatever makes me happy.
Okay.
And that's how they are with all of us. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, because that could be definitely tough. You know what I'm saying? Coming from the church to
To
kitty cat
over,
from the back.
Correct. But they are there. And, you know, some words, they was like, I did have, like, two people in my family say, you might want to
tone it down a bit.
Tone down, you know, this and that. And it's just like, did I ask you? Like, I don't remember asking you. Like, if you want to listen to that, go ahead and write your own songs.
Yeah.
And go ahead and be a rapper. But other than that, please don't give me no negative feedback, because I don't want to hear it.
Facts.
So,
You write your own stuff, though?
Yes, I do write my own stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so I am very proud of that. But if there's any ghostwriters, please hit me up. Because you know what? When I rap, I do a lot of cursing. And that's, you know, I do have to develop my skill set. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, the type of rap that I used to do was more so freestyling or mic checking.
Yeah.
So it didn't really require, like, knowing every single word that I want to say. So yeah, sometimes I have a problem with that, but my producer, he does help pull it out of me, like with writing exercises and stuff. But I've written everything that I have sung so
That's
far.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna go down in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, something like that. Hopefully. Y'all hear that? Shoot.
So how did you come up with Boss Lady Key?
Okay, so when they asked me what was my rap name gonna be, I said Kiki. Key, like
Kiki.
Yeah.
You love me.
Are you riding? So I said, I just wanna be me. Like, I don't wanna have the adjectives and all that. Like, Kiki, I just wanna be Key. And they was like, okay, well, just give it a little thought. Like, no pressure again, just give it some thought. And the team used to always call me Boss Lady all the time. Like, every time I would come in the room, because everybody on the team is a man. I'm the only woman on the team. You know, outside of their spouses. Some of their spouses, like, help out here and there with secretarial stuff. But
does that intimidate you at all?
No. Okay. No, I'm not. Right. I'm not intimidated by anything or anyone. Like, I can perform in front of a million people. Like, I don't care. Five people, a million people. Like, because y'all don't know me, I don't know y'all. Why am I scared of y'all? So,
facts.
But nevertheless, no, they're very welcoming and warming. So it's no animosity or tension or anything there with their spouses. But every time I would come, like, to the studio or a meeting, they'll be like, boss lady here. So I was like, okay, I just adapted the name. And then I put it on. Correct. And I put it on social media. I said, what should my rap name be? And I was like, I put some different options, like Boss Lady Key or Key to Boss or Kiki, one Kiki. And everybody, like, voted for Boss Lady Key. So I said, okay, F it. It's going to be Boss Lady Key.
Boss Lady in a building.
Boss Lady in a building. Yeah. But everyone says it's fitting.
Okay.
They said it's
no,
fitting.
It is.
Yeah.
So you got a boss energy about you.
That's,
you know
what people say. That's what people say. I'm somewhat assertive.
That's
and
good.
Very forthcoming and stuff. So
yeah.
I guess
you gotta be in this game. You
correct.
Know what I'm saying?
Correct. Because people will try to play with you.
Oh yeah, of course.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Correct. Yes.
How prepared are you though for that?
For what? For like the fame? For people to
the
try
fame,
me?
Just being in the game, the mental strength. You know what I'm saying? The consistency.
Honestly, I'm ready for whatever it brings. initially I was a little hesitant for things to blow, only because like I was in school full time and then working full time. I have a daughter, I got a man, all that stuff. Okay. So it was like, okay, I have to work from 8 to 4, then I have school from 6 to 9. Like, I can't really go in the studio like that. I can't really do this and do that like that. But since I graduated, mm-hmm. now I'm ready to devote more time to it and see what comes of it. So I've been doing everything. I haven't turned down any gig, any hosting, any performance, anything. Like, okay. I'm ready.
So you're hosting too?
Yeah, hostings and all of that. Okay. Doing the thing.
So what lessons have you learned so far along your journey?
What I can say is, being in the music industry, mm-hmm. there is a lot of stuff that go on behind the scenes that like a lot of people don't know.
Facts.
You know, like how Beyonce and her man and her sister was in the elevator and they like all beat each other up and then got out and was like, you know, sometimes things can be like that because, you know, there can be frustrations, or I have a vision or they have a vision, and, you know, sometimes things don't match up, or, you know, we have to come to a comfortable medium. So, you know, sometimes there are small,
little tidbits.
Correct. But nothing ever too major, but you can get there. You can get to that point. Like, let me say fat kitty cat, or I'm not saying anything at all. Because if you want me to sing Christian music, you need to have a gospel singer in here.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes we go through things like that, but nothing ever too major. Okay. But, you know, seeing that, it's like, okay, I see what happens behind the scenes now. So mm-hmm. it's interesting to see.
So you prepared for all of it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as really Kiki, somebody full of life, as I've always been, even before the music. I want to be remembered as I am thought of now when people refer to me. Mm-hmm. I want it to be Kiki is real, Kiki is fun, Kiki is genuine, she is about her business, she's a great mother, all that stuff. Like, I don't necessarily like care to be known as like the greatest rapper in the world, but if it happens, then so be it, you know.
Yeah.
But I just more so just want to be happy and fulfilled as an individual. That's my main goal and ultimate goal. I want to be the woman of my own dreams.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's
powerful.
Yes, that's
so
what I
want. You want to work with in the game?
Everybody in a moment. Listen, I love so many people that make music. Like, my favorite rappers are Jeezy, Webby, like Plies. Like, those are the ones that I grew up on. Okay. But I do like everybody else. Like, I like Future, Lil Wayne, Rick Ross. Yeah. But I also love other music. Like, I'm in love with Kendrick Lamar. I'm in love with J. Cole. I love Tyler, the Creator. The female rappers, I like every last one of them. Mm-hmm. Like, I know Trina front and back, Kaya, Mulatto, or Lotto, the City Girls, like Erica Banks. Like, I love everybody, even gospel singers. Like, if y'all want me to get on a gospel singing, dude, you know, when I think about the goodness and the fullness of God, make me think, like, I can do that too. So I'm willing and ready to work with anyone. As long as they're good people. Like, nasty people, I don't care to work with. Yeah. I don't want to be with nasty people, pompous people, people that's too emotional, people that want their privates, you know, touched on and stuff. Like, no, don't want to work with you. But anybody that is warm, welcoming, genuine, willing to help, mentor, coach, you know, and push me along, I'm ready and willing to work with
you.
You
with that?
Yeah.
That's what's up. So I got to ask you a question, right? Because, you know, I was stalking your page.
Which page?
Your main artist page, right?
Okay.
So I wanted to ask you
a few questions.
Why is it so important to see a nigga naked before you let him hit?
Me personally, the way a man is shaped is, it's important to me. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of women getting BBLs. It's time for these men to get BBLs too, because their bellies are big as F. They look like they're 9 months pregnant. Their ASSs are very flat, or like their legs are very long.
Yo, and
like,
you talking about plastic surgery?
I don't care what they get. Get a waist trainer. No. Get anything. Like, when you see...
You okay with that?
When you see a woman naked, don't you want to see something appealing?
I mean, nowadays, I mean, I might want my woman with some stretch marks.
Okay.
So we know it's real over there.
Okay. You know? Okay. And so these times. You want to see them with stretch marks? I want to see something that's proportioned. I don't want to see no... Hold on. What I don't want to see is like...
Oh, okay.
I don't want to see that.
So you don't want to see the like, belly...
No, like
they in the
can,
jeans.
They can have a belly. Like, I do like a figured man. Like, okay. I'm not saying I want a man that's 100 pounds.
Yeah.
You can be 200 pounds, 250, whatever, but it got to make sense. It has to make sense. And some of these men bodies
don't make sense. Yes, it's like, do you see how you shape? And you talking about what type of girl you want? Like, you need to take whoever come your way. Because you look pregnant and your butt is flat and your hips, like, you got hips. Some of them don't have hips. They be straight up. I hate it. It's disgusting.
Yo, so what makes a guy thirsty?
What make a guy thirsty?
Yes. Because I hear women say that, like, oh, this nigga thirsty. They're my DM.
You know what? I never really use the term thirsty. Mm-hmm. If anything, I would say thirsty men are the best because you can take advantage of them. Like, girl, answer that DM and get as much money as you can. Drag them along. Do whatever. Do them the same way they do y'all. And that's it. Talking about a man is thirsty. Girl, you better get in where you fit in.
Okay. So you got relationship advice out there for the ladies.
Get in where you fit in. Get in where you fit in. They will send it. If they like you, they think you pretty enough, they will do anything you ask them to do. Okay?
So do you think a man should love a woman more than she loves him?
No, I don't believe in that silly crap. Why? Number one, I feel like a man loving me too much, that's a little weird. Because if I do something, make you mad, cheat on you, don't come on. Like, you might kill me. It'd be so many domestic things going on. Like, I don't need no man like that. I don't want no man that's going to kill me or kill him. Like, kill yourself.
Just kill the kitty cat.
Do whatever, but please don't do that. I feel like, you know, it should be equal, a balance. A lot of women say they want to be overloved by a man, but I think that's a little too much. I think that's because they have lacked the love from a man or their family or whatever.
Facts.
So, you know, they want to feel overloved, overprotected. And like anything done too overly is not right or healthy.
Yes.
To me, it's weird.
No, you're right. You got to have a balance.
Yeah.
And I think we live in a time where, you know, a lot of women don't feel like a man should be as expressive as he should be. You know what I'm saying? Because when we were growing up, you know, we've told things like, oh, man up.
Correct.
What you crying for?
Correct.
And then when you get older, you don't know how to express your feelings and shit like that. And the shit is all bottled up and you just a wall, you know what I'm saying?
Correct.
So that's where I think a lot of that is coming from. And I realize we got feelings too.
Correct. But who cares about them? It's like, this how I feel. Like, I want a man to be expressive, but, like, don't talk my head off.
Oh, you know what? I'm talking too much.
Please don't talk more than me.
So you don't want to know about his day?
If it was a long day, keep it to yourself, baby. If it's too many long days, like, oh, baby, I had a long day. What day?
So you're supposed to be his support system. You're supposed to be his peace.
Baby, if you having too many long days, I'm going to need you to quit that job. Don't come putting that burden on me. I got a job, too.
What if he's an entrepreneur and he's doing this thizzle? And he just need that little shoulder, you know?
Well, you know, I'm going to be his support system, but don't overdo it. Like I said, you know, don't ever overdo anything. Like, don't come home placing all your burden on me. And I feel like a man that's always having a long day, he's not emotionally intelligent. You can't handle yourself. You can't handle your environment. You can't handle your situation. So, like, stop telling me about your long day and change it. But you know, a man can be emotional. He can cry. He can do all that. But don't cry too many times. Don't do that too much.
Don't do that too much. Mm. Balance.
Balance, correct.
So how do you stay focused and not worry about these hoes?
Oh my gosh. I've never like been worried about anybody or anything like that. I just never was that type of person. I never cared to like really stand out. I meant not stand out, to stand in the crowd. I always been like my own individual, whether I was with a group of friends or not. Mm-hmm. I know what I want. And I keep that in mind, and that's what keep me going. Okay. And that's it. So that's how I stay focused.
All right. Mm. But you look like you work out, though. You look kind of fit.
I wish. You don't see what's under the table. You know, some days are better than others. Yesterday, I had my stomach sitting in my lap. But I've always been small. My whole life, I was petite. Yes, 95 pounds. I had my daughter and I kept 95 10. 95 pounds. 95 pounds my entire life. Yes, until 28 or 29 whenever I had my daughter. Now I weigh 105 pounds, 32 years old with a 3-year-old. And it's like, when is the weight coming?
But you got the snap back, though. A lot of women can't, you know what I'm saying? To have a child and still have that flat.
Yeah, it ain't all the way flat, but I did snap.
I ain't got to lift your gut up to
eat. Correct.
That's good, though.
Correct. Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that from my family and my family genes.
So that's genetics.
I feel yes and no, because some of us got a little puffy, and some of us got like me, and some of I got a cousin that got two kids, and her stomach is flat as this. So yeah. Our genes is kind of all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but whatever genes I got, thank you, Mom, and thank you, Dad.
You're right. It definitely worked out for you.
Correct. Thank
so,
you.
What's the feeling that you get when you're on stage? Because I see you doing your thing.
Yeah.
What's that feeling that you feel?
I don't want to say I don't feel nothing.
Will you be on
it?
You be on the lick? Like,
no, I don't drink. I feel like I'm talking to people that I already know. Like, I feel like that. Like, I don't necessarily get nervous or anything. Or I don't feel like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like, okay, when it's my turn.
Let's get it.
Yup. And I get out there. Where my girls at? Where my N-words at? Like, y'all in here? Okay, this is the song that we finna listen to. Like, I'm finna tell y'all what this song about. Go ahead and follow me. Do whatever you gotta do. But I'm finna sing a song for the ladies, and I'm finna sing a song for the men. So go ahead and spin it, DJ. I don't even play around. Ain't nothing to play about. This is what the song, it's just like a presentation in school. Hello, my name is Kiki. I'm finna persuade you about whatever. And everybody be quiet and listen.
Okay.
And
so that confidence is there.
Yeah, the confidence is there. The confidence is there. It's, you know, little things I gotta work on. Sometimes my voice get a little hoarse. I get a little tired. You know, but as far as like being like, oh my God, like what if I mess up? What if they don't like it? Or what if? I don't really worry about that.
Okay, so you're not concerned about the feedback. Like, somebody, oh, that's trash.
No, because some people going to say my music trash. Some people going to love it. Some people going to feel indifferent about it. Like, that's with every artist.
Yeah.
If you feel like my music trash, please don't listen to it because I'm not forcing you. Yeah. If you feel indifferent about it, thank you for not giving negative comments. And if you love it, then keep listening to it.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about
it. That's a positive mindset to have.
Yeah, like, I think a lot of people music trash, but do I listen to them? If I listen to somebody and I think they're trash, guess what? I don't listen to them.
Yeah.
That's it. If you want to listen to gospel music, listen to gospel. If you want to listen to rock and roll, listen to rock and roll. Like, you don't have to listen to it.
Facts.
That's it.
No, you're right.
Just but people love to be like, oh, that's trash. So why are you listening?
Yeah. We're just living at a time where people are just negative and they're just spewing out things that they, you know, battles that they're dealing with within.
Correct. Go ahead and make your own album and let me hear it.
You like, go ahead and put in the work.
Correct. Put in the work and let me see. Let me see what you're working with.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
So tell me, how important is the term, the power of the tongue to you?
Not in
a nasty way.
I feel like it is important. I feel like if you speak it, if you dress it, if you feel it, you will be it. Like when you're sick, you don't dress up. Like you feel sick, you look sick. It's like I am sick, so you feel sick. When you feel esteem, when you feel good, you look good, you dress good. Like when you dress up and you walk out, you be like, okay, like, you know, dust my shoulders off. So I think it's very important to speak life into yourself, your people, your kids, your loved ones and stuff like that. So yeah, I believe in the power of the tongue.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think that comes from growing up in the church or that's just how you always been?
I think it comes from the church. I think it also, when I was in school, I learned something about the secret. I don't know if the secret is a cult or anything like that, but I feel like it had some insightful stuff in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the dream board, the manifestation.
Okay.
But, you know, actions got to go behind it.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah, like, you can't be just up here cutting and coloring and talking about, I'm going to be a boss. But you ain't doing nothing boss-ish.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to be this. I'm going to be, like, I'm going to win a lottery, but never buy the lottery ticket. Like, actions have to go behind those things. And I think that's where people are missing. They missing the concept.
Yeah.
Like, you have to manifest it. You have to be it. And then you have to do it.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Okay. No, you got your head on good. So how do you manage the work ethics for success versus like not getting caught up in the hype?
I've always been I'm the first child, so I don't know if that make me a responsible person, but like I have a little sister, I have a little brother. I was just honestly in school, like I always made good grades. I was always like a part of stuff, so I've always been like a leader-ish, leader-esque type person. So I think that helps me be, you know, focused in the game and, you know, keep my work ethic to a certain level because, like, I don't really need, I'm a self-starter. I have self-motivation. I don't really need people to push me and prime me up. Like, if I want something, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay,
that's good.
Because, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the limelight. You know, you're doing a couple shows, you do a couple appearances, and then you forget about putting in the work. I've been guilty of that myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, let me ask you, because I feel like sometimes when you be around a celebrity, you know, you feel like you're there, you're right there.
Yeah.
You could lose the grind.
No, I am like the most down-to-earth person. Like, if I meet people, I'm going to connect with their hand. I'm going to connect with the arms. Like, I'm just a down-to-earth person. I have never been that type of individual to be like, my hair done. If your hair not done, like, back up. You know, like, because everybody is in different stages of their life. And who am I to judge? Like, I am no better than the next person. I am only here through the grace of God and, you know, some other elements, me, myself, in the universe and stuff like that. So it's like,
I've
never been that person. I feel like that type of individual is nasty. And I don't like being around people like that. I don't like being around snooty people. People that got a big head, that's like disgusting to me.
Yeah.
It's very disgusting behavior. So I will never, ever portray that, ever.
Okay.
Now, now that things are moving a little bit quickly with the music stuff, I haven't really been in the studio like I'm supposed to because it's like, okay, we're going to let you rest today, but you got a hosting tomorrow. We're going to let you rest 2 days, but you got to go to the club this day. So, you know, I don't really be in the studio like that. So that is something that I've kind of like slacked on per se, but I'm still propelling forward, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't like totally like left it alone. I got a studio.
You're connecting other pieces outside of the studio.
Correct.
And
correct.
Make it all aligned.
Correct. Because I already got like a few songs already done. So it's like now I can focus on marketing and pushing my image and pushing my music right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how important is image to you?
Image is very important to me. In the workforce, if I come to work and I see people like looking like they just woke up in the morning, that bothers me so bad. Like, you do not understand. Like, I feel like you should have an esteem about yourself. When you get up and you take time to go to the club and all that, take time to get your butt dressed for work.
Yeah.
Because you look, the way you look depends on how people perceive you, whether or not they take you serious. Like, you can be the smartest individual at the job. Mm-hmm. You can have all the credentials, all the accolades, but if your hair is looking crazy, it look like you didn't brush your teeth, you got on flip-flops or slippers, and you coming in there saying, hey, like, I want to be the director. They going to look at you like you can't even get up.
The part.
You can't even get up in the morning to brush your hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't care about yourself. How can I trust you with my business?
Facts.
I feel like appearance is very important.
So you ain't wearing no bonnet outside. You ain't going to Walmart in the bonnet.
If y'all would have seen me before I got dressed today, now I in my house or, you know, going locally, that's something different. Like, I ain't that hype on appearance. Like, I ain't finna do my makeup to go to Walmart.
You know, Monique was going in on the sisters, and I'm like, yo, if you going to Publix or, you know, the swap shop, hey,
listen,
who gives a rat's? Like,
listen, I just tweeted the other day, yesterday actually, I said, if you in Lauderdale and you see me today, don't record my feet because they are ashy. Like, I'm finna go with flip flops, feet ashy, like hair looking all crazy because I'm just running here or there. But if it's an engagement, if it's, you know, an engagement, an appointment, work and things like that, I feel like you should dress the part.
No, when it's time for you to get on stage and do your thizzle.
Yeah, that matters. That matters. And my label know that.
Okay.
Like, initially they used to be like, you know, okay, well, you can just, no, I can't just do a dang thing. What I can do is get my hair done, get my nails done, because all of those things matter. All of those things matter.
Do your own makeup and stuff? Because you well put together.
Yes, I did my own hair and my own makeup. You just seen me put these three press-ons. Just, you know, I do what gotta be done when it gotta be done. You hear what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah, I know how to do all those things. I just don't really know how to do my acrylic nails. My little cousin does them. Shout out to Melody.
Shout out to Melanie real quick.
But she getting so good, and she all booked up, and my nails falling off, so I had to make it do what it do.
Gotta do what it do. We gotta stay away from them Koreans. You know what
correct.
I mean? Go to the black on.
Correct.
Is it my eyes at?
Hello.
So what else you got coming out?
I think my next single is going to be Focus. It's a song dedicated to men, just to stay focused on their grind.
Okay.
A lot of times we hear about like our close friends, you know, people we went to school with or close relatives that have passed away or have been killed in the streets because, you know, maybe they kept the wrong company or the wrong crowd or people were envious of them. So the song Focus is just basically saying like, stay focused on what you're doing. Don't worry about the haters. Don't worry about proving a point. Like, don't hang with all these fraudulent people. You know, stay loyal to the soil and maybe like, maybe you may be spared. You know, it's a song like that. So it's different from my other music.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Totally different. And I'm not sure when the project is coming out, but I think later this year, in a few months or something, the entire project is going to be released.
That's what's up. We can't wait to see it.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what people say. You know, people are actually saying, when is the single coming out? When is Focus coming out? When is, like, where's your music? Where's this? Where's that? So to hear people say that, it's like, I got fans. You know.
They out there.
Yeah. It's like crazy to hear that people want to, like, hear your music, you know, stream it more, or they say like, oh my god, I was listening to Shake, I love it, like I got it on repeat. So it's crazy to hear. It's crazy for me to hear. It's like emotional for me to hear at times.
I can tell.
Yeah,
but I think that's so important about having your music out, because I be on a lot of females pages, right? Artists,
yeah,
and I'm seeing naked pics,
yeah,
the thong on. I'm like, okay, where your track at?
Yeah, correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to get so caught up on posting for the gram.
Correct.
And I don't even know if you got a single or if your shit is even good. You know what I'm saying?
Correct. I agree. But I think that that goes back to them not understanding the importance of marketing and how to.
Yeah.
The social media marketing is very important. I wish I had social media before all of this took place, because if you look at my Instagram, it's I think I started Instagram in November. I started TikTok last week. My Twitter, I started it like 3 months ago, even though I've always been on Twitter, but that's a whole nother story. But like, I wish I already had an established following, because it would have helped propel me forward. But for those women that got like 100,000 followers, like, it's so many things that they can do with their followers. Like, they can be more engaging. They could, like, you know, reel them in different type of ways, have them like longing for their song, longing for their music. But you know, when you know better, you do better, and when you don't, you don't.
Facts.
So I don't know how people marketing team is set up, or do they have the knowledge or the skill set, but I think that's where the problem come in at.
No, you're right. I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, or maybe they just want to push themselves as being a sex symbol, you know, so that way, like, if you think I'm sexy, you might like listen to all my music.
Yeah, because it's cool. Okay, yeah, you got a little fatty, but I want to see if you're saying you're an artist,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I
let me
see the
art. Facts.
I agree.
Know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, we don't need to see you licking and all this extra shit. Like, yo, let me see your shit.
I agree with you 100%.
So, I got three great questions for you, right?
What?
You ready?
What?
Which celebrity would you let hit it like a side chick?
Hit it like a side chick?
Hit it like a side chick.
Oh my God. Listen, I love Jeezy, but I love him more to, like, be my husband.
Okay, something. You want to be hubby.
But, like, a side type thing, probably Nelly.
Okay.
Probably Nelly.
You went throwback on it.
Yeah, probably Nelly, because I feel like I have heard certain stuff about him that made me, like, a little bit intrigued. Kevin Gates talk a little nasty, but I seen one of his videos where he was doing something from the back, and I was just like, you ain't really doing what you said you was doing. Like, now you probably was doing it, but you didn't upload that snippet. Yeah. You know, you uploaded the part where you was like resting, and it's like, I ain't really see you doing like this, you know, the other stuff that you be singing about. So
yeah,
had I not seen that, it probably would have been Kevin Gates. But his hair kind of too soft for me, so
you don't like it. You like it more coarse?
Yeah, I like a little nappy head. But probably Nelly.
Nelly. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Philly.
Or probably 50 Cent.
50. Okay. You gonna be on your Vivica shit?
Probably 50. Like, I feel like he a tall big man. Like, he probably like know what he doing. Probably. Cause he like real cocky, so he gotta know what he doing, right?
Facts.
I don't know. You never really know what these men these days.
Nah, you're right. You can't be talking all that ish and ain't got nothing to back it up.
Correct. Bingo. Facts. Yeah.
Okay, so next question.
Yeah.
If you could play a role in any movie, what role would it be and why?
I would probably play Tina Turner, because I know the whole movie front and back. They don't have to even give me the book. I already know all the words. Okay. Or I can be Selena, because I know that movie front and back. I can be Martin from Blue Streak. I know that movie front and back. Like, it's so many movies. I know all the words too. I literally know Blue Street like front and back. I know like all the side words and all that. So I got some versatility in my acting.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So which role would you feel like would fit you best?
Oh my God. Not Tina, because I ain't no disrespect to Tina.
You ain't get it?
I ain't gonna say, ain't gonna get out, cause you know, you just never really know. You know, you can talk all what you ain't and what you is, ain't gonna allow for, you know what, you on the ground.
Yeah.
But he ain't gonna be doing all that. He was either gonna get cut, like that scene where they was in the limo, that would have happened like the second time. That wouldn't have happened like the 58th time. Like he probably would have been in jail or cut or something like that.
Facts.
Not Selena.
You ain't gonna eat the cake.
Correct. Not Selena, cause she died. But I love that movie so bad. Yeah. Who do I resonate more with? Probably Babs. I know that movie front and back. I probably would like that because it's like fun. It's lighthearted. Like I don't have to be too serious. I don't have to do no crying.
Okay.
Like I can just
you
more
want
so
more like a relaxed type role.
Yes. Like I can more so be me, kind of like play around and stuff like that. So I would be Babs. I can be either. I can be Niecy or Mickey.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Either one.
Okay, I'll see you.
Yeah, me and my sister know that funny bag.
That's what's up.
Definitely.
All right, last question.
Yes.
Do you remember nights? You ain't remember nights.
Dude, I don't remember a lot of nights. I'm 32 years old. Like, I don't remember being certain ages. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't remember 24. Like, I don't remember anything like that. I remember stuff, like, by milestones or events, like okay. 2018 I had my daughter, like 2010 I like got my degree, 2007 like I graduated high school this year, or like I remember certain time frames, but like to
you
remember
said you don't drink.
No, I don't
never
drink. I used to drink more so like a social drinker.
Okay.
And one night I got so drunk, this had to be a little bit before I had my daughter, and oh my god, I was like sick, like my head was turning, I couldn't even get up, and that made me, it took the taste of alcohol completely out of my mouth. Now I will have like a cocktail, like something like that, or a pina colada, but to just be like, oh, let me draw the boat, or like
if I get that Henny.
Yes, if I go to clubs, they be like, what bottle you want? I be like, whatever they want. I'll drink pineapple juice, like just to have my little vibe or my water, and I call it a day. Because honestly, I don't need it. Normally, people drink liquor to get in a vibe, to relax, or to feel comfortable in social spaces. And I feel comfortable with everybody. It's like, what's up, cuz? Like, you my cousin, she my cousin, he my cousin. We all cousins in here as far as I'm concerned, some kind of way. So I don't really need that, no.
That's what's up, yo.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you came on. You know what I'm saying? We finally had a chance to chop it up, seeing you on the gram doing your thizzle.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I am so honored and
elated. I like
your
energy.
Thank you, thank you. I like y'all energy too, even though they ain't saying nothing over there, but I can feel it. I feel that energy. I see her over there talking about,
yes, I got all the energy right there.
And I see him talking about, so yes, I love it. I'm so happy y'all invited me here. So happy.
No,
please
course,
bring
man.
Me back.
No, of course, we got to.
For sure, for
you know
sure,
what I'm
yeah.
Let everybody know where they can find you at.
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram at BossLady_Key. You can find me on TikTok also at BossLady_Key. You can find me on Twitter. Now, Twitter, that's a whole different ball game, but it's that BITCH_Key. And I have Facebook, it's Kiki Shepherd, but I'm like never on Facebook. Also, YouTube, you can type BossLadyKey and my page will also come up.
Okay, that's what's up, Queen.
Yes, yes.
Thank you once again.
Thank you
know
what
I'm
so
saying?
Much.
Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I Talk Gray. We out of here.
Yay!